your rights on OFM.
With me on the line at the moment, I have Percy Mudzusi, and he's from Honey Attorneys. We're going to talk about pension funds and wills. How are pension funds benefits determined?
Either it's a defined contribution scheme or defined benefit scheme. What essentially means, if it's a defined contribution scheme, simply means the amount of money you contribute into a pension fund and the investment returns are used to determine your own pension benefit at the end of the day. But if it is a defined benefit scheme, simply means whatever you put into the fund is not used to determine your benefit at the end of the term or when you retire. They use a formula which is prescribed by the fund rules.
Can my creditors claim my pension fund benefits?
That's a good one. Actually, the pension funds itself, it falls under a protected fund benefit scheme. So in other words, they cannot unless they bring a court order in terms of Section 37D, which can allow them to claim your benefit only under certain circumstances. Either they are quite the is in debt which comes from the employer-employee relationship, those kind of debts can be claimed, or if they pay your pension fund was actually a grantor or of a loan, a home loan to you as a member, or is to surety for some other odd reason within the rules of the pension fund. But in general, creditors cannot get a cent from your pension fund.
Percy, can I decide who benefits from my pension fund after my death?
Yes. There is a nomination form that you complete which can actually inform the trustees as to who's supposed to be the beneficiary of your pension fund. But however, because a pension fund is governed by the Pension Fund Act, Section 37C of the Pension Fund Act empowers the trustees to either override your decision or to make a determination as to who is the beneficiary, who is in fact dependent on you. So even though you have an opportunity to nominate any beneficiaries, it does not guarantee that your specific beneficiaries will actually inherit according to your wishes. The trustees of the pension fund have a say.
Now, at retirement, what options do I have with my pension funds for income?
You generally have two options. First option will be you can purchase what you call a life annuity, where you receive income for the rest of your life, and mostly insurance companies provide this kind of pension funds. And defined benefit schemes, as I've mentioned earlier, essentially operate in this format. The second option, you can purchase what we call a living annuity, where you invest your money in your own name and you derive income from your investment returns. You take the risk for longevity if you live longer than capital, and you take a risk of investment return. So you determine your income between a scale of 2.5% of your pension fund to a maximum of 17.5%.
Firstly, who needs a will?
Everybody needs a will. It doesn't matter whether you have assets or not, because wills don't only deal with physical assets. There might be intangible assets like a right to a certain benefit, which can be able to be bequeathed on your will. So if you're 16 years and older, you definitely need a will. You don't need to have assets to have a will.
That was Percy Mudzusi. He is from Honey Attorneys. And we talked about pension funds and wills.
Download this useful podcast now on OFM.co.za.